Listening Library presents The Mark of the Dragonfly by Jalee Johnson. Read for you by Kim Mai Guest. Chapter 1. Scrap Town Number 16, Marrow Kingdom. Micah brought the music box to her on the night of the meteor storm. Piper never slept on these nights when debris from other worlds fell from the sky. Restlessness kept her awake in bed, staring at the slanted ceiling of her tiny house. She counted the widening cracks in the gray scrub pine planks, and then counted the seconds as they ticked by on the tarnished silver watch she wore around her neck. Beneath her cotton nightdress, the metal lay warm and comfortable against her skin. Micah's knock made her lose count, but the watch ticked on steadily. She pulled on a pair of her father's old boots, slung his brown coat over her nightdress, and opened the door. Wind blew a harsh breath of snow and ice crystals into her face. Piper wiped her eyes and fixed a look of annoyance on the boy huddled in the doorway.
"I must be seeing things," Piper said. "This can't be Micah Howell standing at my door, dragging me out of bed in the drop-dead of night. Look at me. I'm stunned stiff. I'm speechless."
Micah snorted.
"That'll be the day, then. Let me in, Piper, will ya?"
He stomped snow off his boots.
"Stinks out here, and it's so cold my teeth are cracking together."
"That's your own fault for being out on a storm night. Most scrappers have the sense to stay inside." He was right, though. The air already reeked of brimstone. The storm was coming. Piper moved to let him in, then shut the door behind him.